The Supreme Court issued a highly controversial decision this week, endorsing prayer in public meetings. WNYC's Arun Venugopal considers how the decision is resonating with people of different faiths.
The Supreme Court decision is being seen as a victory, and not just by Christians, but some non-Christians as well. Shamsi Ali is one of New York's most prominent imams and says Muslims will benefit to the extent that they're able to publicly practice their religion.
Secularism in this country doesn't mean separation of religion from public life.
Rather, he says it means the government can't impose any particular religion on its citizens. The imam distinguishes America's approach from that of countries like Turkey and France, where expressions of faith are often scrubbed from public spaces. Some religious leaders think America isn't religious enough and that this decision will serve as a corrective to what they consider the excessive secularization of American life. Rabbi Nossin Sherman is the editor of the Art Scroll series of scriptural books and says people benefit from exposure to faith, even if it's not their own.
So if we're a majority Christian culture, the majority of the speakers will be Christians or Catholic or Protestant or whatever denomination, that's fine, as long as they don't exclude everybody else.
But opponents of the decision say some people are certain to feel excluded. Samir Kalra is with the Hindu American Foundation and says there are no guarantees that a town board would rotate its prayers between people of various faiths if the community is, say, overwhelmingly Christian. And he said the problem with a non-Christian sitting by while a Christian prayer is happening is that he or she would either feel left out or walk out.
And the likelihood of you being able to engage effectively with your local officials is really going to be negatively impacted.
And this isn't just an issue of Christians versus non-Christians and atheists. Reverend Heidi Newmark, a Lutheran pastor in Manhattan, says the push for public prayer favors fundamentalists who consider this a Christian nation, not a religiously pluralist one. Peter Gardella, author of the book American Civil Religion, says to understand the problem with this Supreme Court decision, you don't have to look much farther than the prayers themselves.
These Christians who stand and say, you know, and in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, we pray, or we ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, aren't often thinking about the fact that anyone in the group who is a Jew or a Muslim is going to not be able to really participate in that prayer.
On the other hand, he says most Jews, Muslims, or Hindus who say public prayers are very careful about these things because they are minorities and they know it. For Gardella, the exclusionary nature of some Christian prayers goes hand in hand with the majority status of white Protestant Christianity in this country. And he says the push for prayer is a way to perpetuate that status, even as the demographics keep shifting. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.